Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Wales and New Zealand have both announced plans to ban commercial greyhound racing, citing animal welfare concerns, and Mexico's last remaining greyhound track closed last July. Now, that leaves Ireland as one of just a handful of countries where greyhound racing remains legal. So, should we ban the practice or reduce the level of public subsidy it currently enjoys? To debate this, I'm joined by former Fianna Fáil TD and former director of Thurles Greyhound Track, Jackie Cahill, and by People Before Profit Solidarity TD for Dublin South West, Paul Murphy. And you're both welcome to the programme. Thank you for being with us. Jackie, I'll come to you first. Like, what impact do you think a ban would have in practice, say in your part of the country, with your knowledge of the industry?
Well, first of all, you'll have no greyhounds. But obviously, it'll have an impact. There's a significant number of people making their living from it. And obviously, they'd lose their jobs and have to look elsewhere for their jobs. I suppose we have a cluster of tracks in this locality. You have Thurles, Clonmel, Kilkenny, Waterford, Cork, Youghal. There's a significant cluster of tracks in the, you know, the south and the southeast, and you have, of course, Limerick as well. So it will have an impact in employment. You know, people will say there's not a huge amount of people employed, but it's an important industry, especially to rural Ireland. It's an important industry.
Well, what sort of figures are you talking, Jackie?
You're probably talking about 4,000 people being employed in the industry.
Directly and indirectly.
Yeah. So your people were training greyhounds for a living, you know, and your people breeding greyhounds that, you know, breed them on for sale. Some of them will be doing it on a part-time basis, and more will be at it full-time.
Right, but it is.
And, you know, the people walking in the tracks, then maintenance of the tracks, etc. You know, you have groundsmen, etc. And you have tours officials on the night of racing, then working the tracks. They don't have part-time jobs tonight. Most tracks only race two or three nights a week, so they wouldn't be full-time jobs. But you'd have a racing manager there that would be full-time, and most tracks would have a corporate manager as well.
Right, but it is an industry that's getting smaller, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it's shrinking, but that's more to do with, I suppose, the change in lifestyles. And, you know, and there's not as much help on farms as farms were traditionally dog breeders. There's not as much help there now as there used to be. And the dogs are often the ones that suffer from that. But it's still a very significant industry. And, you know, there's still an awful lot of people involved. There's probably not as many people breeding dogs as there was 30, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think that's more to do with demographics of change in rural life. And, you know, in urban areas as well. Like, if you take in Dublin, there was a lot of dogs kennelled in Dublin, in houses in Dublin. That doesn't really happen anymore. So, you know, that has changed. That has changed the demographics as well.
All right, but 4,000 people have jobs in this industry. Paul Murphy, you argued that it is cruel to animals. You want to see it banned.
I do. I mean, like you said at the introduction, Ireland is now one of a very small number of places where greyhound racing still exists. There's one state in the US, West Virginia. There's one track in Scotland. There's England. There's Australia. And there's Ireland. And the reason other countries have moved to close their greyhound racing tracks is because this is an inherently cruel industry. I mean, I got new figures just recently showing that out of the close to 5,000 dogs that were raced last year, over 200 of them died at the tracks. Another 200 on top of that had serious injuries. But that doesn't take into account all the dogs who died after the racing, or literally the thousands of dogs who were just killed every single year because they're not fast enough. This industry is built on horrendous cruelty to animals. And that's 4% of the dogs involved in racing dying in the racetracks, in the races, on an annual basis. All the racetracks have freezers for the dog carcasses to go in. This is a cruel industry that we're giving very significant public money to, and €367 million of public funds since 2001 have gone to the greyhound racing industry, $20 million for 2025. And that compares for the greyhound racing industry extremely favourably to kind of all other sports. You know, between So Sport Ireland, Swim Ireland, FAI, GAA, between them on an annual basis, they would get core funding of about 30 million euros. And yet we're given 20 million euros to this cruel industry every single year.
Yeah, it is a significant amount of money, Jackie, to come back to you on
can I,
that.
Can I just make one point, though? Like, a greyhound is at its happiest when it's racing and in training. That's what a dog is bred to do. You see a dog coming out of his kennels in the morning, it'll be wagging his tail and leaping for joy that he's getting out. The same as a track when he's walking to the traps, the dog will be straining at the leash. So greyhounds are bred to race, and that's what they love to do.
But Jackie, why are they dying on the courses? Like, that is a figure there that Paul Murphy quoted, which has come from Greyhound Racing Ireland themselves. 202 greyhounds died in 2024. 194 of those were euthanised by track vets. 8 died on the track or shortly after a race. The highest number since records began. What is going on?
Well, there was an increased number of dogs running last year, so that would have an impact on the figures. But unfortunately, all sports, injuries happen. It's not just in greyhound racing. Injuries happen in all sports.
But this is death. And, this know, is not like the dogs well, are
well,
dead.
Yes, but like injuries happen, they're put down because they're badly injured, and you know it is the most humane thing to do, and a dog is euthanized. But you know other sports that involve animals, horse racing, etc. You know you have fatalities as well. So unfortunately, that comes with sport, and you know we even see sports that you know humans are involved in, motor racing, etc. You know fatalities can happen. Dogs get hurt, dogs get injured. Last year, a lot of dogs got injured in their kennels, etc. Because ground was extremely hard, and you know when they were let out exercising on the gallops at home, they got injured. And if a dog gets badly injured, the vet recommends that the most humane thing to do is euthanasia. Obviously, that's what the owner will do because the dog's welfare is paramount for the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to recognise that there's been huge efforts in the last number of years to increase welfare standards. There's a huge effort going to rehoming of dogs when they retire after racing. And you know, if you travel around Dublin, there, if you're coming out of Dublin, you'll see greyhounds being walked on leashes, and you know, walking around the city. And older dogs do make very good pets. And also, you know, doping, etc. The testing has increased dramatically. And you know, anyone that wasn't abiding by the rules has been rooted out. So I think there has to be recognition that you know, greyhound racing is moving with the times and improving standards.
Okay, Paul. Some people listening to this might think, you know, here we go again. We've another Dublin TD lecturing the rest of the country. I mean, sport like this can play an outsized social role that we mightn't understand, not being from where Jackie is from, and he explained there at the beginning. You know, it is a sizable industry where he is from, but also a social outlet for people there who have been reared in this sport.
Well, first thing I'd say is, look, this is not a Dublin rural divide issue. There's greyhound racing tracks across the country. The flagship track of GRI is Shelburne Park in Dublin. There's a massive track in Limerick. So this crosses the urban and rural divide, regardless of what your stance is. And the public, urban and rural, is very, very clearly opposed to the giving of this public money. A recent poll said 70% of people, and that was a majority of both people living in urban areas and rural areas, were against giving this money to this industry. I would also say that the figures that are cited in terms of the number of people in the industry are inflated. So those figures include hundreds of jobs that Jackie cited of 4,000 or so. They include hundreds of jobs involved in the manufacturing and selling of dog food. It includes people who just work in bookies, who would still work in bookies if the greyhound racing industry doesn't exist. It includes vets who would still work even if the greyhound industry didn't exist. Mm. But to be clear, like nobody, so there's about 8,000 people who are employed directly in the greyhound racing industry. And there should be a just transition for those people. Instead of using this 20 million euros a year to promote this cruel industry based on the severe injury and death of large numbers of dogs and the killing of thousands who don't make it and who aren't fast enough. Instead, we should be spending that money to ensure that everybody gets retraining, everybody's guaranteed a decent job, and we have a significant rehoming problem. And then we stop breeding these dogs to run for profit.
Jackie, let's be honest. I mean, greyhound racing is really driven by gambling, isn't it? And I mean, we're in an era now where people have a virtual casino in their pocket if they want to have a bet. Is that part of the reason why it's shrinking, as you told us at the beginning?
Well, I guess the number of people breeding dogs and that, et cetera, is shrinking. But, you know, you'd see an awful lot of clubs and organisations use the Greyhound track as a fundraising venue. And there's great fundraising nights. So a lot of people are attending dog tracks. And, you know, when you have a fundraising night, Tipperary Supporters Club had one last Saturday night week in Torlas. There was a huge crowd at it. As you say, it's a great social event, but there's also a means for clubs and organisations to raise funds.
Are you concerned at all just on that the new gambling regulator might have greyhound racing in their sights? Is that an issue?
I don't think so. That's a problem, you know, for horse racing and, you know, all televised sports that, you know, depend on advertising and sponsorship from bookmaking firms. You know, that's going to create its own problems going forward. And, you know, we see in horse racing especially that, you know, the UK TV are saying that they won't be able to broadcast Irish racing going forward. But look, we'll have to see how that legislation pans out.
What are the issues that you foresee when it comes to the gambling regulator for greyhound racing?
I can't see any great difficulties in that. People go to the track, you know, they have their bet, their tote is there. You know, a lot of people bet, they'll see them having a meal. Restaurants are in every racetrack now. People will sit down at the table and they'll bet on the tote there at night. Not huge sums being bet, but enjoyment. And you'll see the table cheering on 1, 2, 3, or 4, whichever dog they have backed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it creates a great atmosphere. You know, you have trios and different forms of bets, which allows a reasonable dividend for a small outlay.
Right.
So, you know, betting is part of the industry, but you have an awful lot of people involved in greyhound racing that rare dogs to try and get the Derby winner. That's their dream, to try and breed a dog that'll win the Derby. That's what they do. That's what their life focus is.
Yeah,
and,
it's a different sort of a name.
If they get a dog good enough to run the Derby, it really gives them satisfaction and a great thrill. And they might never have a bet in a dog.
Okay, Paul Murphy, I mean, you have mentioned animal welfare throughout this discussion. If that could be improved, if animal welfare could be improved, would you still want the ban?
Well, I don't see the evidence that it can be or will be. I mean, Jackie has said, look, we've made loads of improvements, but we have the worst fatalities ever last year. So these improvements don't seem to be having an impact. And the problem is kind of inherent, is that this is an industry absolutely related to the gambling industry, exists only for that purpose. And the point is to get your dog to run as fast as possible. And that means that there's going to be injuries like as a result from that. It also means that you're going to have massive overbreeding of dogs that are effectively useless from the point of view of the industry, with nowhere really for these dogs to go. That's what's responsible then for the thousands of them just being killed on a yearly basis. So I don't think we need to have this industry based on the exploitation and cruelty to animals for our supposed enjoyment.
Listen, we'll leave it there, but thank you both for joining us. Paul Murphy from People Before Profit and Jackie Cahill, former Fianna Fáil TD. Thank you for joining us on the programme.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.